The basic plot of it is students and faculty on a college campus are targeted by a killer using social media. Some of it was filmed on Roanoke College campus. Some was filmed at the Higher Education Center in downtown Roanoke. We also filmed at the Star and the Jefferson Center. Younger actors and actresses, the basic demographic, I would say, is like 18 to 30. The Asylum was the producers of the movie. They also did Sharknado. The line producer, Dylan Vox, he works for The Asylum. They do a lot of sci-fi channel films, and he is from Roanoke originally. So that's the big tie with the movie in Roanoke. The director is from Los Angeles. His name is Micho Rutare. Very talented young man. It was really good to work with him. A lot of the people from out of town, some of the actresses were from Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina. And they really kind of fell in love with the Roanoke area, and it was really good to see the cast kind of get to go out after the shoot and everything and go visit several of the restaurants, several of the landmarks in Roanoke. We also filmed at the amphitheater downtown in Elmwood Park. And it's good to see Roanoke get be involved in the movie-making process. And I'm hoping that this movie will really put Roanoke on the map as a place to come film. A lot of the crew, local crew, that were hired locally, including myself as the set medic. The cinematographer, Jamie Neighbors, was he's a Cave Spring High School graduate. It was good to see them be able to come and to support the local economy. Every little bit helps, and they get, of course, get a tax break from the Virginia Film Office for filming in the Roanoke area.
We'll talk with Matt Euler. He's involved with the film Follow Friday. How did they find Matt dealing with localities, dealing with Roanoke, as far as getting permission to film with Jefferson Center and the Star and places like that?
Well, Roanoke, you don't have to have a film permit per se. Basically, they just approached the Jefferson Center, and Jefferson Center was very gracious. We filmed in the auditorium there as well as the interior of the building. They were really gracious in providing that to us. The people at the Star, since that is a public area, we were allowed to film there. There were a few dangerous stunts that we did at the Star. We set a stunt person on fire, which was interesting because I got to be the set medic there and make sure that everyone was safe. We did some scenes over by the cliffs underneath the Star, where I actually hide behind a rock because our actress is standing on top of a rock, and of course we're concerned with her falling and everything. Which in the movie she may fall down the cliff. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but It was an interesting shoot at the Star. The Higher Education Center, they got in there. They were very gracious as well. I think we filmed several of the scenes when class was not in session, so we kind of had the building to ourselves. We had a security guard that was there as well.
So you were a set medic for hashtag Follow Friday. Talk about what that is, and talk about you actually got involved as an actor as well.
Yes, basically as a set medic, I am the first one on the set, the last one to leave. My main job is to ensure the safety of all of the cast and crew. One of the fun things I got to do was work with an actual Roanoke City SWAT team officer. They did put me in the movie as a SWAT team member.
It's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel on September 15th, but on September 5th, a Monday night, you're having a special screening at the Grandin. Talk about that.
Yes. I got with the Grandin Theater and with the director, Micho Rutare, from hashtag Follow Friday. I put together just a screening. It is open to the general public. We are asking for a $5 donation at the door. Just to cover the cost of renting the theater, and anything above what we make to pay the cost of the rental, I'm going to go ahead and donate to the Grandin Theater as a nonprofit organization. A lot of the cast and crew that are East Coast are going to be coming, which is great because we'll have hopefully a little red carpet area where we can do some pictures and stuff and really highlight the fact that Roanoke is a great place to film. You have the mountains, you have the city, you have Smith Mountain Lake close by. So there's a lot of great places around here to film. And a lot of local filmmakers, do film here. We just haven't really gotten on the radar.